Welcome to the podcast, Hit Family.
Guys, I want you to cast your mind to across your life to the laziest thing that you've done ever while hungover. Because Pez, the guy who does the afternoons here at the station, absolute music guru, he had a Christmas party on Friday like everybody did, but then he was a bit hungover on Saturday.
Yeah, hits it hard, old Pezzy.
Mm. Yeah, he does. Hits it hard, hits it early then and crashes early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like a sparkler.
Yeah. I've never heard that term in use of alcohol, but it's very good.
Yeah.
It's like a sparkle.
Burns bright and then nothing.
Just fizzles. Goes hard, just goes early, see you later.
So he was sitting on his couch and he decided it's a Saturday, it's nearly Christmas, I want to watch Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 while
Love
sitting
that.
Here on the couch.
Did this myself last week.
Yeah. I'm not going to move for 4 hours because I don't feel like it. So I'm going to watch these DVDs that I own.
Oh, he's a DVD man.
Yep. He's got plenty of DVDs, okay. Pez.
He does have a big DVD collection.
So he's sitting on his couch and he can see the Home Alone 1 and the Home Alone 2 DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It's in his TV cabinet.
Yeah.
Maybe 1.5 to 2 metres away.
Oh, social distanced. But 3 steps, really.
Yeah. I mean, they've said that, you know, it lasts on fabric for about 2 hours,
yeah.
Stainless steel for 3 days, and Home Alone DVDs for up to 6. So you've got to be careful.
Keep them away.
You've got to watch those Home Alone DVDs.
That's right. Wash
anyway,
your hands.
Instead of getting up to getting his own DVDs, putting them in the DVD player and watching them because he wants to, from his own couch, he doesn't walk the 1.5 metres. He signs up to Disney Plus for $9 a month from his couch and then watches Home Alone 1 and 2 on his Disney Plus subscription on his phone.
Oh my God, he wins. He's clocked 2020.
You know what's funny about that is Morgan and I started watching Home Alone about a week before this, right? Before
yeah.
Pez, because Pez posted this on his social media.
Yep.
We've got Disney Plus. That's where we watched it. We only got halfway through, then we did some other things. We were hungover as well on the Saturday after the Christmas party like Pez was. We go, oh, let's watch Home Alone. Typed in H-O to Disney Plus. It didn't show up. And I was like, oh, Disney Plus doesn't have it. Where did we watch it? Went to Stan, Netflix, Prime. None of them had it. So we bought it on iTunes. And then Pez posted that story. And we're like, what? Went back in, typed H-O-M. There it was.
Are you joking? Nah. So you know that you watched half of it.
I'm like, oh, it must have been taken
so
down.
We're so lazy to keep looking.
Yep. We didn't type one more letter in.
Yeah.
You're missing a very important point here, Ducko. Yeah. Now, when you search these sorts of things, there are 6 most likely options that come up for H-O.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of movies are you watching? But there are 6 options with ho in the title.
Yeah, ho-ho.
That come up before a movie that you've already watched.
Ho-ho-ho.
Lots of horse movies,
yeah.
I presume.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, lots of things starting with horny.
Yeah, right. For the last time this year, Hit Family, we need you on the phones, 131060, to help someone out who has got in touch with us via DM this time at the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram page. It's from Lil today, boys. And Lil writes, I'm introducing my boyfriend of 11 months to all the family on Christmas Day.
Ooh.
And I'm so excited, but also a lot nervous.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy year, but the fact we made it out the other side of COVID is a great sign.
Hmm.
However, there's one thing. He has one habit that I'm scared if my family sees, which they absolutely will, they'll think he's a weirdo. He's really into baby talk. When we first started dating, I thought it was cute. Things like, me hungry, or what's for din-din. But as time went on, he started doing it more. And in public now too.
Oh, man.
Just the other night, he said very loudly in a packed restaurant, I need to go potty.
Freeze!
People looked. The waitress laughed. It was so embarrassing. I'm nervous. He's gotten so comfortable with our relationship now that he'll do something like that in front of my older brothers and my mum and dad on Christmas Day. And they'll laugh at him. And me for being with him. What do I do? P.S. He's 39.
No, he's not. 39 years of age.
Kind regards, Lil.
Oh, Lil. Honey.
This is tough because...
It's like, not tough at all.
Well,
run. Run.
11 months she's invested, Darko. She wants to introduce him to the family.
But why... Like, it's funny if it's just you two doing a bit of a
just
joke.
At home.
In public.
But not right.
And it's even fine in public, I think, as a joke every now and then. Like, if once off I was just at the restaurant as a gag, I go, I need to go potty, Georgia.
Yeah.
Or Gigi.
That's funny.
Funny. Not as a matter of course.
Yeah. And very loudly.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, particularly she's made a point of saying my older brothers. Can you imagine bringing a bloke home? You're obviously nervous when you've got older brothers bringing a fellow home. Hello, I was nervous bringing one home and I've got a younger brother.
Yeah.
If he's going to do stuff like that, oh, God, I'm going to beat him up.
So tell us about yourself, mate.
I go workies. More dinner.
I drive trucks. Trucks go honk, honk. Like, it's serious. She obviously very much, she's happy.
Yeah, I mean,
We made it out the other side of COVID. Right. Yeah.
A little bit of advice coming from Facebook.
Yep.
From the Hit Family. Trude says, sorry, but there's something wrong with your boyfriend. Not so much advice as it is an observation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trude.
Bridget has said, maybe he's clucky. If you have his baby, it'll just look like he's dumbing it down for the baby. Quick, have a baby.
I've always said famously, babies solve everything.
Yeah.
Really, truly have.
The Bear and the Maiden Fair, 74, said, it's a month, call it now and move on. Or wait a bit longer and you'll know real embarrassment when he asks for booby in front of people.
Bitty.
He wants a bit of a...
Bitty.
You know what I mean?
Well, mate, everyone likes that after a big meal.
What?
Bitter, I don't know.
Sorry?
Put aside where it's coming from. Who wants milk after a big meal?
Isn't it like comforting? No, it's not a thing.
Puts you to sleep.
I'm already full.
Puts you to sleep. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
So 13.
Send you into, you know, nap time.
Oh.
Hush, little baby.
13, 10, 60. We need some advice for her.
Yeah, what do you even do in that situation? Usually the advice out of DJs is like, sit him down and talk to him. But like, does she have to put the baby voice on to get any message?
Has this happened to you?
Yeah, are you dealing with that at the moment?
Give us a call.
Chrissy in Stockton. Do you have any advice for Lil?
Oh, I mean, I think that she should, like, leg it, honestly. I think that the fact that she thinks it's, you know, great that they made it through COVID. I mean, when you're in COVID, you're in lockdown. I mean, some entertainment is, you know, it's good. You like it. But now it's back in the real world and you actually have to do real world things. I mean, that's not going to be funny anymore.
I agree. And there's a lot of COVID relationships on that, Chrissy, that didn't last. Like, they thought they were close in COVID.
Yeah.
And they just spent that artificial time together and they introduced them to friends and family and went out in the real world. And they're like,
I hate you.
Yeah. We're not that close.
We're not that close. You kind of suck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chrissy. Amy is in East Maitland. Amy, have you got any advice for Lil dealing with a baby talking boyfriend?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think she just should be a grown up and have a conversation with him about it.
In baby talk herself or in normal talk?
We need to have a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, clearly this guy has a fetish and she's gone 11 months without even having, you know, that communication with him. You know, I think she could just have a conversation and ask him, you know, what's the go with this? Is this real? Is this a fetish of yours? And then make a decision whether she wants to continue the relationship based on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Good call.
It's very mature of you, Amy.
Yes.
I just don't know if this bloke has it.
I just don't know if, like, say it is down the fetish path.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a similar fetish, I wouldn't be sharing it in front of the family Christmas.
With the old
whatever
brothers.
It was.
That's the thing about fetishes. They're like your secret, right?
Yeah, they're behind closed doors.
Yeah.
He's spilling it out into the real world.
Maybe that's part of the fetish. It's naughty when everyone knows that
it's
asking.
In public.
Yeah.
Oh. Cherie is in Madawi. Cherie, have you got any advice for Lil dealing with her baby talking boyfriend?
Run very, very quickly. He'll turn around and ask her to change his diaper soon. Seriously,
yeah.
39, he's
got to
go.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, Cherie.
Nice and blunt, Cherie.
Yeah.
That's what we love.
Scott in Newcastle. Any advice for Lil with her baby-talking boyfriend?
Yeah, first thing, guys, I'm a big, big fan. How's things going?
Great.
Thank you, Scotty, mate. Good to speak to you.
I'm good. I swear to God, this bloke must be wearing nappies or something. I swear to God.
You're not into the baby talk, Scott.
I don't like it, Scotty.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. Hell no.
Right.
If your partner started down this track and started doing the me hungry, Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty Bitty.
How would you handle the situation?
Oh, I'll pack up the full house. If it was my house, I'll leave it with the house and just drive.
Just leave it behind, Scotty.
Just shut up and drive.
Drive into the sunset.
Shut up and drive, boys.
All right, well, Lil, I reckon you got to get out of there, babe.
Yeah.
You've got 9 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Just let him down gently.
Please take him to the family Christmas and message us, and then we can talk about it next year.
Do you know what? Why don't you just... No, that's mean. I was going to say tee up your older brothers. But don't. That's mean. Nah, let him loose. Save yourself the Christmas shopping.
Cut him off.
Say bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
We're going bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Big boy going now.
Big boy going now. Yeah. Big boy single now.
Hey, Jess, are you feeling like you're in the studio with a couple of men?
How many shows have we done together this year, Gilly? I know you have a spreadsheet.
We have done 219.
For 219 show ducko, shows, ducko, I've never felt that way.
Well, I mean, Gilly, do you want to tell her or should I?
You tell her.
Okay. Yesterday, the Gill Man and I both frequented Bunnings.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my power drill, baby. What up? It's the new
G49. It's something you have done before. To little success.
That's the thing. Yesterday, well, we discovered that we were both going.
Yeah, I know. And my last trip to Bunnings was, you know, not particularly successful. I got the paint and didn't
realize. Was that the paint matching saga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got some paint match, but picked up a neutral base instead of a white base and then
and
had to go back.
And your fence now looks like your three-year-old's helped. And I know they played no role in that fence.
Yeah. Tried to blame them. It was not their fault at all.
Kids got in the way of the paint. They always do it.
It's really in that like two-tone, three-tone fence look. yes, it's trendy.
Yeah, well, I went. This is my third trip to get whippersnipper cable because I didn't realize I got the wrong size whippersnipper cable and it kept falling out of my whippersnipper when I was
trying to
do it.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm impressed you even know that a whippersnipper needs a cable. So, I mean, I'm already blown away, Duckman.
Yeah, well, you know. When your whippersnipper cable finishes up, it's just a spinning disc that
it
doesn't
is.
Touch anything.
Are you like, how if long? I go hard enough at the bush, surely.
How long were you cutting grass with no
Why
cable.
Isn't it going? Morgan, it's not
Morgan.
Going anywhere. Yeah.
Bring me your nail clippers.
And I went to try and get a screw match.
Okay.
So there is a toddler bed that we're trying to sell, but there's a missing screw. So I tried to go and match it.
Yep.
But didn't want to ask for help because I thought it was a too specific an answer. Got to the wall of screws and I was so overwhelmed.
Oh, man. Mate. I didn't ask for help either. And I got to the wall of different whippersnipper cables and I was like, oh, boy. But it's funny. You just don't want to ask for help in there.
No.
That's what they're there for.
I know. They're so
noobs
helpful.
Like
no, it's
you
what
two.
They're not there for.
Yeah.
And I saw a story
there
this
week. There are people in red. I've seen staff. There are staff.
You feel bad. They're always stocking shelves.
They're always doing something, aren't they? They're always walking around the aisles, pacing up and down.
Yeah. And then I saw a story about a guy from Bunnings, a staff member, trying to match singles in aisle 20. And I'm like, that's what the staff are doing. They're helping me find a screw match or ducker find a whippersnipper cable.
What do you mean?
They're matching singles.
They are trying to find screws.
Hey! Hey! Oh! Bunnings. But are you serious? They're actually trying to set people up in Bunnings?
Yeah, it was a guy just going like, we have a beautiful lady here in aisle 20. Any singles? Come down to aisle 20. And then a guy came down. She's like, we've got Sid. We've got two beautiful singles here.
Was this person like tapping into the PA? Because usually those people have to be at the front of the store, don't they, to work the intercom?
Yeah.
So do they have like a walkie-talkie to the person in the aisle? Wow.
Little handheld walkie-talkie announcing to the whole store.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a show I'd watch, Bunnings in Love, you know what I mean?
And you both happened to go on this day where this person was trying to match.
Yeah, love.
Single.
G'day. What aisle she in? You probably need a manly man. What's up?
Check out me cable.
See, this is Whippersnipper 2.4 cable. What's up? Got the new GH799 model.
Oh, 2.4 hello.
What?
Oh, 2.4 is the thickness.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Oh. Mil?
Absolutely, mate. I think so. Pretty sure. No, I'm 90% sure.
There's a lot of big men out there just shaking their heads at you two right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to all the tradies
outside.
Shaking
their heads at how intimidated they are.
Have either of you boys ever been asked to set up a blind date?
I used to set up quite a few people back in the day.
You played a little bit of matchmaker.
Yeah.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
Oh, the Gilman.
Find me a find. Catch me a catch.
I can't imagine you as a matchmaker.
Neither can I.
Well, myself and my girlfriend at the time were renowned for, after a few years, of getting people together that would last about 2 years.
Ooh.
So they were solid matches, but never the one.
Okay.
So we gave up.
Very smart. And
we
then
quit.
You broke up with that chick, obviously.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'm in a bit of a predicament because a mate of mine, he's a gentleman. We'll leave names out of it because they both live here.
Okay.
He texts me the other day saying, hey, I know this chick. I'd love to take her out.
So this was not you just thinking two people
no,
were good together.
I
this
was
is an
in
approach.
Like an accidental matchmaker.
Oh.
Hey, can you help me out? I've seen some pics. I like the look of her. Don't know too much about her, but I can see your mates. What do you reckon? I went, oh, well, she's great, you know. She's hardworking. She's smart. She's obviously beautiful. You've seen that yourself. You know, what would you like me to do? And he's like, well, can you tell her a bit about me and just see if she's vibing me?
How well do you know him, though?
Do you know what? Not that well.
Okay.
Not that. We've known each other for maybe 12 months.
Right.
And let's put it this way, we've never had a coffee together.
Right.
It's just one of those, you know, those people you know.
And did he base it off just he'd seen her around, or did he, like, think... we'd be a good match. I've seen, I don't know, some stories on Instagram or something.
An extra little tidbit to this story is apparently one of his mates said, I reckon you'd be a match, and I know your mate Jess is friends with her. So there's four players in this scenario, and I'm like, why didn't your mate just do this? But this other mate mustn't know this girl. So I've been dragged into it. So I was like, let me see what I can do. Like, this is a bit exciting.
Play Cupid.
Tis the season, you know.
Spread some love, you know.
Of spreading joy. Exactly. Mm. So I message my girlfriend and I said, hey, like, this is a bit of a random one for you. I hope this puts a little pep in your step.
Yeah.
I thought it was a compliment, you know. Someone's come knocking, wants to get to know you a little bit better. This is a little bit about him, X, Y, Z. Now, this was 3 days ago, boys. This was via Instagram, where they, thankfully, you can't get rid of that read receipt. So I can see that she's seen it and she's left me on red.
Okay. Oh, but
yes,
what's her history been of replying? Because I would often leave people on scene because I just don't have time to reply.
Looking at our previous conversations. Yeah. Very chatty, very prompt,
right.
And to make matters worse, just last night she's responded to some of my stories. So initiated new conversations.
It's like she's dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
See, that's fine if she doesn't want to bar of it, but now, because you were put in the middle, you're in the predicament from old mate who set you up initially, and you got to go back to him and say, hey, not only did she not reply, she moved on in the conversation.
Yeah, moved on without acknowledging. Yeah. How do you navigate that conversation?
Like, that's when you go to him, like, obviously she stalked your Instagram. Like, maybe...
Because I gave names, I gave a good bio.
Maybe he doesn't look good in his photos, and maybe it's good knowledge for him to know that he looks ugly on face value.
Is this a learning moment?
Yeah.
Don't take it as anything but an opportunity to get...
Like, add
to
some
grow.
Photos, maybe topless, or get a baby in there, or get a dog. Yep. I don't know.
Okay. See, I was always taught in my footy days that feedback is only useful if it's actionable. Feedback that you're ugly. What's the action that we can take?
There are things you can do.
Haircuts.
Clothing.
Yep.
Makeup. There's men's makeup.
Find a baby anywhere and get a photo with it and put it on socials, and that will help.
Yes.
Please don't take that advice, Hit Family. Don't find
what
a baby anywhere.
Have you gone up to someone and gone, hey, can I borrow your baby for a quick photo? That's every Tinder buyer. We posted a video yesterday on the Nick Jess Ducko Insta of these studio cameras we have here of me twerking.
That's right.
On the desk.
What initiated the twerk in the first place?
I don't remember. I think I was just in that vibe.
We all blacked out and then we just woke up and Ducko was there.
Yeah.
Shaking his thang.
You did a handstand twerk against our window yesterday. Very impressive.
I did. And it appears that twerking is very in these days. I'll take us up to Queensland, where there was a girl, and this is a quote, who was arrested after going on a midnight twerking rampage at McDonald's.
Sorry, the word rampage was actually reported?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she was committing public nuisance, so she actually got arrested because she twerked so much at McDonald's. Started off just walking in the door and doing it, and they're like, okay, all right, yeah, she's a bit drunk. It's after midnight, you know, like you got a King Street Maccas here after midnight, all sorts of creatures in the night of there.
Yes.
Mm. And then she ferociously started doing handstands on the wall.
I would have described yours as ferocious.
Wasn't it?
Well, do you know what's funny, Ducko? That was in Queensland.
Yep.
Going a little bit further up to Spain just this week.
Spaniard.
Two women are in trouble. They're being fined for breaking COVID restrictions and all that because they were filmed twerking in a fountain. What? I mean.
In a fountain?
In a fountain.
I blame Cardi B's new tune. I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me. Everyone's just doing the whack, you know? That's why I was doing it yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? These women, absolutely, got a little hot and bothered doing the whack.
Yeah.
Had to take it into the fountain.
Yeah.
To continue twerking, though, if you're cooling off, like, stop the activity that's getting you hot and bothered.
Double negative. I mean, you can't. It's so intense.
Getting arrested for twerking is quite impressive. Like, dancing too hard and twerking, getting arrested, like, that's wild.
I know, but when you get thrown behind bars and all those hard nuts are going, yeah, what are you in for? And you say twerking, I can't imagine you're high up on the food chain.
I'd say, show me. And you just turn around and go,
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Got my fresh G. Please stop saying fresh G.
I don't even think he knows what fresh G means. He's just enjoying saying fresh G.
Look, we wanted to do 13, 10, 60. How did the dance floor get you in trouble?
Well.
How did the D moves get you in trouble? You know what I mean?
On a footy trip many years ago in Malaysia, we went to Penang and look, I was a couple of cocky teas deep.
And a couple of sherbets.
And I thought it was a good idea.
What'd you do?
To not only do the worm, but do it from starting on top of a stool. Now, I can't do the worm.
Starting on a stool.
So you get jumping kind of onto your knees and then slapping your face down on the ground.
Oh, no.
Now, I landed chin first and cut myself open very badly. There was pretty much just like a gaping line of open chin.
Parting
blood
of the
just
Red
going
Sea.
Everywhere. It looked like I had a Santa beard of blood just down my shirt. And because I was in Malaysia and in a fairly dodgy area of Penang to get cheap accommodation, I didn't want to go to the doctors because I didn't know what they'd do. Tried to find Steri-Strips. They don't exist in Malaysia.
Nah.
So I just left it open until I got back home.
Just held it?
Yeah, pretty much. Chucked a Band-Aid on there. And then when I got home, it had done such a bad job of rehealing that the doctors had to recut it open so that they could stitch it back together.
Holy moly.
And I've still got a nice little scar
on the bottom
of my chin.
Yeah, where the beard doesn't really grow.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Mine also involves someone being cut open.
Really?
I was dancing quite... I like to use my arms. I get low, but I like to get my arms involved every now and then.
You do get low on the D-floor.
I like to get low.
Yeah.
And I was wearing my famous leather pants.
Oh, they are.
The one where?
The one where exactly.
How do you get low on those things? They're so tight.
Yeah, they were, and I was risking it all. But yes, when the sherberts are involved, all logistics go out the window. But my arms were going flailing so much that I smacked a guy's glass out of his hand, shattering it on the dance floor. But I don't know, my instincts then, everything time slowed down because these were $900 pants, that I had time to move my girlfriend in front of me. Who was not wearing pants, she was wearing a dress. So the glass, as it bounced back up, you know, in its spray, sliced her leg open.
Oh.
And we took her to the hospital and she was fine, you know, two stitches. But we all agreed, skin heals. The leather pants.
Leather doesn't.
Yeah, of course.
Wouldn't have.
Do everything you can to save
wouldn't
the leather.
Wouldn't have healed.
They always, you know, come in injuries, don't they? Like Morgan, my partner, she loves dancing and she can dance quite well. And my sister's 21st years ago. We're about to go to Europe the next day for our big 6-month backpacking trip. Sister's 21st the night before, had a few drinks. Morgan gets low on the D floor, doing the drop, and dislocates her knee.
Oh.
The knee.
You hear this pop, and she goes to the ground, and then gets back up, and she's like, instantly was like bruised and swollen, and her knee was just in and out, see you later. And
so, what move was she doing, do you recall?
The drop.
What's the drop?
Yeah.
Oh,
the drop.
I was like, what's that, the giant drop from Queensland?
I was like, that's my girl. Oh, no. And it pushed our trip back by a month. We couldn't go. Oh. And then a year later, when she was having her party, we were setting up a dance floor, like a light dance floor, and she practiced on the dance floor. I swear on my mother's grave, dislocated her other knee. Her other knee. She
got bad knees.
She got very bad
knees.
She's
a young, sprightly lass. What's going on with her knees? She's got gill knees.
At her own, at her own party, she was on a walking stick. Because of her knees. The dance floor got her and the dance floor won.
Dance floor.
Michael in Newcastle, when did the D floor get you in trouble?
Morning, guys. Probably similar to yours, Gilly. When I was in my early 20s, I was in Bali and I went from one nightclub to another. Mm-hmm. Didn't realise they'd had a foam party before I'd got there, so I'm just dancing away and fell off about a half a metre stage and split my chin open.
Knocked
myself unconscious for the first time when I woke up and I had all these Balinese people and my mate sort of picking me up off the ground and, sort of knocked on a doctor's door, but in the state I was in and the rough translation, I worked out they wanted too many Aussie doors to stitch it up, so I always got told to take a first aid kit overseas. I did that, sort of tied it up myself. Went to sleep and then got up and went swimming the next day.
I've been to that phone party in Bali as well. It is loose and so many people get hurt. There's nothing that screams Straya like Bintang wearing bokens. Yeah, dancing
thong wearing. Themselves.
Yeah. You just, a few phone parties, you just come out wet up to the nipples. Like, it's just.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope it's Johnson's, no more tears. I mean, oh, it's
it stings your eyes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a baby shampoo.
Yeah.
Tamika is in Blackalls Park. Good morning, Tam.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. How'd the D4 get you in trouble?
It was about way back in the day, either at Fanny's or Moore's Bay Tab. That's showing my age a little bit here. We were listening, like, that Soldier Boy song, come on, that cranked out.
Yep, you saw
love
came on.
This. Everyone moves to this, yep. Yes.
Oh, yes, and then when the you come on, I pointed at my girlfriend and I pointed straight into her mouth and I split her gum with my nail. And she was
like, were you wearing, like, full acrylics or was it just your normal nail was enough to break it?
I just have really good nails. I have had long nails. It was all natural, but, yeah, I just like threw in the gum and she bled.
Your depth perception has to be a long way off to not only touch someone with your point but stab them so hard that you slice their gum open.
Into the mouth.
Into the mouth. Past the front of the face.
Look, there was a few drinks involved, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm never going to assume that, Tam.
Be honest, Tam. When after you split her and Soldier Boy was still going, did you just keep dancing anyway?
Yeah, we just laughed about it. Yeah. And now it's like a joke now, so everyone knows about it. So if it ever comes, if the song ever comes on, or if I'm watching like the mood, like the music channel that comes on, I often just Snapchat her and we just laugh. It's just the in joke now, so it's just our song.
That's your song.
Laughing at your friend's pain.
I stabbed you with my nail.
We love each other.
And tis the time to give our Kris Kringles, guys.
Yeah, and if anyone has ever doubted that we're live, I think the last 5-10 minutes has really proven that we are.
Missed a few breaks. Jess wasn't here. We were outside. This Secret Santa thing is bigger
than
Ben.
Was that to get back at me?
No, I didn't plan that. Okay. I was genuinely like, I wonder when the song's going to end. Then I heard it end. So we set a $30 limit. That was the plan. Jess wanted 50. We decided
30. Didn't agree on 30. I just want to put that out there. I never agreed on 30 because my love language is giving gifts.
Yes, yes.
And it is also my love language in return.
Okay.
Like there's one of what you offer and what you get in return. Yeah. And I sometimes forget that not everyone has the same love language as me. And we all know I got you, Ducko, and I didn't know how to make you take the quiz to work out what yours is. So
my love language is just being there for one another.
Which is so lovely. Quality time is a beautiful one. But I just want to put it out there. I don't want anyone to feel bad about.
Okay, what have you done? I feel like you've gone.
Well, it's a Secret Santa, guys, first of all. Nobody has obeyed that. It's supposed to be secret. You're not supposed to know who you get it from.
You had Sophie.
But I can go first if you like.
Yeah, you do that.
Because my card says Grandpa Gil. And then I open it up and it says, Merry Christmas, Grandpa, Papu, Pop, Pop, Grandad, Poppy, Nonno, Opa, Papa, Yay, Yay.
Yay, Yay.
And then there is a Dr. Seuss poem on the cat in the hat on aging.
Great.
I cannot see, I cannot pee, I cannot chew, I cannot screw. Oh my God, what can I do? My memory shrinks, my hearing stinks, no sense of smell. I look like hell, my mood is bad, can't you tell? My body's drooping, have trouble pooping. The golden years have come at last, the golden years can kiss my ass. Thank you so much, Secret Santa. Oh, the card's even signed Sophie. Says you may be old, but you're still a great guy. From your super young friend, Sophie. Thanks so much, Secret Santa. And then I've got a cheese board.
Which is beautiful.
Amazing.
$30 cheese board. Nice.
Yeah, the Duff and Wire didn't cost half the money.
How much did you spend in total, Sophie?
I'd say 60.
60?
Is your love language also gift giving?
I was going to do 30 until I heard what you bought and I
changed. Oh, my God. Okay. Can you give yours back to Sophie now, Nick? And then
I followed the rules.
Me too, mate. Don't worry about that. Yeah. What did you give to Sophie?
Well, she's got to open it.
Yeah, Sophie,
Don't read the card.
Oh, don't read the card. Yeah,
no. Long and sentimental. I'm not doing cards.
Oh, was it sentimental? And did you sign it Secret Santa? Or
yes.
Oh, who's the sentiment comes from?
Well, I wrote in third person, so Secret Santa was saying how much of an asset to the team she was as our producer.
Come on, Sophie.
Like annual lots review. Of wrapping.
Sophie can't open a
present.
A vase,
your fancy pants. That is beautiful.
Thank you. That is so nice. It looks like a shell. Yeah. And I can put my candles and flowers in it. So it's my first.
Do not put candles in it.
No, flowers.
Flowers.
I know that you've been putting your flowers in a wine bottle all year. So
that's a nice present.
Thank you.
Within the budget as well. Touche to you two. Jessica, please.
Well,
you go first.
Okay. Oh, handing over the card to Ducko. It's just an envelope.
Because the physical thing isn't here yet, you'll have to pick that up because you need identification.
What? What is this?
Did you get... Oh, my God. Did you actually do this?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yes, you have the prize on here. She bought me personalised Ducko number plates.
Oh my gosh.
And it's got the prize on here.
It's a zero, unfortunately. Like, Ducko's actually taken, which I thought was funny because the Filipino Ducko Instagram handle thing we laugh about, but it's a zero, was available. So,
oh my God, actually, this is incredible.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Now you see the Duckman cruising around town, you always know where I am.
Yeah, don't ever say anything controversial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, people know which car to key.
I'll be stuffed. Wow. It's got the price on here.
It was the print. I didn't want to scratch it.
Can you say?
She spent nearly $500 on my Secret Santa. That is
it's
so much
money. Limit.
I told you my gift-giving language, love language. I honestly think you've been such an asset to this team, and I wanted to show you that. And you don't have to show with money, but I
thank you.
Could, so I did.
I appreciate it. I do. Now I feel very bad for my present to you, but you said you wanted a kayak. I got
This is large.
I got you the next best thing. Please look at the card as well.
Oh, it's macaroni art.
Pasta art.
Dear Jess, Merry Xmas. Love KK, a.k.a. What's that word?
I couldn't fit my whole name, so I went across.
Wow.
And she said she wanted a kayak.
I did want a kayak.
Well, I think it's...
Fantastic. It's an inflatable kayak.
With two paddles. You and Amos can both fit in it. You can both fit in that.
Wow.
Enjoy it.
I only wanted an individual kayak, but you've got me a double rafty thing.
Yep. Inflatable.
This is great.
It's nothing like when someone misreads the mood of a certain situation.
Oh, geez.
This reminds me of my 1,000th show where we did an acrostic poem and Jess did this like two-minute spiel, crying, going like, you've been such a dear friend and you welcome me to the town. And Ducko just goes, I have misread this.
I've gone
for idiot. You're such an idiot, buddy.
Oh, wow. Once again, I'm the fool, but Merry Christmas, guys. What a year.
Here we are.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.